Lori Wright, also known as Not Your Average Grandma. I created this podcast as a place to go for midlife inspiration. If you are in a stage where you believe the best is behind you, it is my hope that one of these episodes will ignite a long suppressed or unrealized desire, and you will see the potential within yourself just waiting to be tapped so you can do amazing things with the time you have left. I want you to stop seeing your age as a limitation and start seeing it as your superpower. You have years of experience and value that a younger you never had, so it's time to lean into that and use it to fuel your future. No more letting age hold you back from the pursuit of a more passion-filled life. The more passionate we are, the better the world will be. So stop settling for average, put your AirPods in, and let this episode inspire you to take the first step in transforming your mind, body, and soul. Welcome to another Lesson Learned episode. And today we're going to be talking about the lesson in regret. Before I start on that, however, I want to just announce for those of you who may be regular listeners and listen to my podcast interviews on Monday, we're actually going to be switching the format, or not the format, it's going to stay the same format, but the publishing schedule for those Monday episodes. They're now going to be released on Tuesday, and it just is a way that for us, it's going to work better for our production schedule. And we also do weekly newsletters. So it's just going to make things flow more seamlessly. And so that's why we're doing it. And hopefully you'll still tune in on Tuesdays, and my Friday episodes will still happen. And like I generally try to get them done on Fridays, but sometimes they happen on Saturdays, as was the case recently, because I was so busy doing my launch stuff. So anyways, regret. I want to talk about regret. And it's something that came up for me this past week, not personally, but just in working with people. And it made me reflect on the subject. And it made me reflect on regrets that I have had or that I have circumvented. And I thought it would be helpful for me just to share my perspective on regret, and also share some experiences that I've had. So you can look at your life and think, okay, what regrets do I have? And what regrets can I avoid? Because I stand on a platform of wanting no one to get to the end of their life with regrets. And it's funny too, because my guest who's going to be in Tuesday's episode, we just were recording the episode, and it's so funny because regret came up and she had no idea I was going to be doing an episode on this subject. And so it's like funny how the universe like says, yes, that's a good idea to be, it's just a reminder that it's probably something that I should be talking about. But I want to share how we should look at regret in like with two lenses. And so there are the regrets of our past. So they're basically things we can't do anything about, right? It's water under the bridge. It's happened. So how do we deal with that, right? How do we switch our mind to not dwell on that regret? And so the other is the lens of the future. And what regret do we foresee happening that we have a choice to make? Whether is this a regret I want to live with, or is this a regret that I can avoid? And sometimes avoiding regret takes a little courage, because you got to face whatever that is keeping you from doing that thing that you want to do. And that's usually what it is a regret is comes from something, a missed opportunity. I looked at the definition. Sad, repentant, or disappointment over something that happened or has been done, perhaps a loss or a missed opportunity. So when we are looking at regrets of the past, I like to reframe it as it's a lesson. It's a lesson. It teaches us what we maybe don't want to do in the future. Because if it's something that potentially could be repeated, it's something that we can avoid, right? I don't want to do that again because I regret having not done it before, right? So we can look at it as a lesson, and that helps. But I will say, when you look at a potential regret that could happen in the future between now and whenever you die, is it something that you want to say, well, I'll learn a lesson? I don't think so. I don't think you want to have a regret. So you have an opportunity before it happens to do something about it, right? So I think that looking at it from a lessons learned perspective as you're looking at your past certainly helps you. It reduces the guilt. It reduces the bad feeling of the missing out of it. But I don't think that you want to treat it as a lesson learned going forward. So these two lenses are, I think, are very important to when you're looking at regret. So I also think that the older we get, the bigger that impending regret can feel, because we have no do-over, right? So regrets of the past, when you're at midlife, are like, oh, well, you still have a lot of life to live, to like overcome, you know, maybe that thing, missed opportunity, there's a new opportunity that will minimize that feeling of regret. So there is opportunity to counter that or to do something about it. But regrets going forward, there's less time. So you got to get on the stick to keep any future regrets from happening. So that makes sense. Hopefully you kind of like get that picture of the time. I think that, to me, and the way I see it, a regret becomes bigger when you have less time to address it, and less time to live the learned lesson, right? Less time to live the learned lesson. So I guess the question it becomes, if you're thinking about, oh, I might regret this, is it a regret you want to live with? Avoiding a trip that could potentially be the trip of a lifetime. I remember, and I'll just share this because it just came to mind. It's not one example I had written down, but I remember we gifted my family when we were in the heyday of AOL and we had some stock money. We decided to give a trip to a Mediterranean cruise to my parents and my ex-husband's parents as a Christmas gift. And I remember having this discussion with my ex-husband, and I know he was really hesitant to spend the money, because that's a lot of money, right? To spend on just an experience. But I'm all about experiences. I love, because some of the best memories of my life are trips I went on. And so we did it. They were so touched. It was such a big deal. And it happened the year 2001. Actually, we went on the trip in 2002, but the Christmas was 2000. And we had decided to do it in 2001. And guess what? That's when 9/11 happened. And so, the cruises were not as crowded, but this was the spring after that happened. So we went on this trip, and it was the best. And my kids at the time were like 18 and 19 years old. We had the most amazing time. It was it actually was a trip of a lifetime. And it was Mother's Day weekend too. I remember that. And we had I had gotten them gifts for Mother's Day prior to the trip. And so, you know, looking back, like, yeah, I could potentially have had a regret about not having done that. Now, my dad has been gone 15 years. My mom is bedridden and not in a state to even travel to go to lunch, let alone go on a trip. And my other two ex-in-laws, but they'll always be real in-laws to me, are in assisted living. And my mother-in-law has dementia. My ex-mother-in-law has dementia. So yeah. And it would have been totally a big regret that, of course, sometimes I think trips are harder to look at as what is the regret going to be, because the experience that you get is unique. You don't know how it's going to unfold, right? It's unpredictable. But after the fact, you look like, oh, you know, I can't imagine if we didn't do this. And just think of it as like quality time with the people you love. So that was a really good example that just came up that I wanted to share. But I wanted to share two things that I saw as regrets, and they're a little bit different. There's what you have to do is with a regret is that, and it's something that you want to do, but you aren't doing. It's basically something that you haven't chosen to move forward on, right? So you have to weigh how much it matters to you. You have to put that into account, like, because the more meaning it has to you, the bigger the regret, right? So the first example that I thought of was me not finishing college. So that's something in the past, me not finishing college. Yeah, I can learn from that I should have done this, because if I hadn't done that, I had a heartbreak. I left college. I didn't go back. So there's a lot of things that I could have done differently, lesson learned, right? One of the things that would have attracted me to going back to college was if I knew what the hell I wanted to do, but I didn't at the time like what I was doing in my major. I had no passion around it. So why would I go back to school? And then I attempted to go back to school a couple of times. So where am I with this regret that I never finished college? I don't have a college degree. And for a long time, I beat myself up about that. I felt less than because I didn't have a college degree. Fortunately, it didn't hurt me in my career because I was a high-performing employee that got rewarded for her hard work and partly also being at the right place at the right time with companies that were growing and doing well. So I never really needed that college degree, but it always bothered me. And it always gave me this kind of limiting belief or a negative thought about myself. Like, I'm not smart enough, or, oh my gosh, what are they going to think? Cause I didn't finish school. But the older I get, the less regretful I am of that, because it was always a should. It was always like, I should have done that. I should have done that. Well, why? Well, my reasons were because my parents spent money on the 3 years I went to college. It would have looked better on my resume, might've helped me with a job. I should. And you know, I did an episode about shoulds. We don't should all over ourselves because it's not going to help us. It's not going to help us get where we want to be. And so it was never coming from a heart place. And I always, for a long time, I don't want to use the word always, but I attempted to go back to school on a few occasions. So I took more than one college course as a young mom working, raising kids, would take some college courses. I even did a program where you create your own degree. It was based on kind of what I was doing in my work at the time, which was technical writing and project managing. But the key thing there was I wasn't excited about it. Come to find out late in life, it's not my passion, because that work was never my passion. That work was something that made me money, that made me feel good, helped me take care of my family, help us get things that we wanted to get. But that should have been a key indicator. And so if you have any children that are in college or any grandchildren that are headed to college, please don't tell them to get a job that will make them money. Tell them to follow their heart and take courses that light them up and that they're passionate about. So I always beat myself up, and I had huge regrets around this, but it was playing into my what I should have done, not what my heart wanted. And so I never went back to school. And thank God I never wasted money on a degree I would never use and took away time from being a mom, because I worked full time. So any time that I went to school detracted from that extra time I had as a mom to be with my kids. So that's an example of a regret that got diminished, because I looked at it as a lesson learned. Oh gosh, maybe if I had to do it over again, I would have found what I was passionate about. I would have finished my school. I would have gotten a college degree. I wouldn't have felt guilty all those years. But when I look forward as a future regret, it's not something that I'm going to be on my deathbed. I didn't get my college degree. I wished I had. I'm not going to feel that way.
And so thank goodness that is something that is a regret that kind of went away. So I want you not only to look at these potential future regrets, but look at it as like, would I do that? Am I regretting it because it's something that is coming from my head or from my heart? And if it's coming from your head, you need to get like truth, speak truth to yourself that it's only, you're only regretful because you're going to be trying to please other people, or you're trying to check something off that really has less meaning to you than other people. And so don't buy into those kind of regrets. And then there's the kind of regret, like when I chose to potentially, and this is really what changed my life and made me feel so passionate about, I don't want people to get the end of their life and have regrets, is when I knew that I was in love with somebody else and it wasn't who I was married to. And it was that person that I fell in love with when I was 18 and that I suppressed and I tried to eliminate from all my thoughts for most of my life. And it just didn't work. It didn't work. And I woke up at midlife and I just had this, you know, feeling of I'm going to die and I'm never going to know. I'm going to die and I'm going to be laying on my deathbed and be wondering what would have happened if I was brave enough to follow my heart. What would have happened if I was brave enough to say, I am not happy in this marriage. I am not, I mean, when you think about it and you're not happy in a marriage, is that really helping the person that you're married to? If you're the person that you're married to isn't getting the best of you, that is unfair. And sometimes we just, I mean, I know we come from this society and this culture, and this was me, that thinks divorce is horrible and that you made this commitment, you made this vow. And a lot of you might be in this place. And I was in this place for a long time and I stayed where I was. And we, my ex-husband and I were both not living our best lives. We weren't really happy. We weren't shining a light. We weren't living our light. And so I finally came to terms with, you know, if it's better for both of us in the end, even though it's hard to do this after 25 years of marriage, I don't want to be on my deathbed thinking, oh my gosh, I loved somebody and I never pursued that. I loved somebody else, but I was too busy feeling guilty, too busy feeling like divorce is a bad thing, or like, I don't want to disappoint anybody. And in the end, aren't people disappointed because you're not showing up as the brightest you? And so this was something that I saw as a regret. It's something that I looked at in the future and I said, is this something that means a lot to me, that that it's going to make me take a step? It's going to make me do something about it? Or am I just going to sit here and know at the end of my life, I'm going to have this big regret? And so I made that phone call. Now it did take a little bit of wine. And I was not expecting to do it, but it's amazing what a little bit of wine will do. So, and I Googled his name, and many of you know my story because I've shared it on the podcast before, but we met for lunch and we've never been apart since. And so he loved me too. And maybe at the end of his life, he would have had a regret. I don't know. Probably. I'd like to think so, but yeah. And he was still available and had, in fact, shared within the previous 6 months with one of his clients that, you know, he had this, she asked, why have you never been married? And she said, he said, well, I've never met anybody like this girl that I dated in college. And she said, where is she? And he said, oh, she's married. And you know, lives a couple hours away and has a couple kids, you know? So yeah. So he was feeling what I was feeling. And isn't that funny? And this universe, I believe, conspired to put us together because we both finally admitted to the universe that there was this thing and that we were going to embrace it and follow it and whatever happened. And what I felt in that, and you know, you might feel this, and if you're thinking about, you know, future regret, is you want to, because I knew, regardless of the outcome, yeah, it had a happy ending. Oh yeah, we, you know, are happily married 13 years next week. But, and I can't believe that actually. So that's, where is the time gone? But I got to the point where I knew the regret would be erased, whether it had a happy ending or not a happy ending. And then when I say happy ending, meaning we lived happily ever after as a couple, because I felt that the regret, once you know, you pursue that, and then you have an outcome. And so my outcome was, I'll know. I'll just friggin' know. Because when we broke up, all those 27 years ago, it was when we got together, when we broke up those 27 years ago, the door was never completely closed. There was a crack there. My goal was to close that door for good. And if that meant being with him, yes, that was great. If it meant figuring out what was next in life for me, maybe it meant making my marriage better. You know, we separate for a while, we figure it out, we get back together. But whatever the outcome was going to be, it was going to be no regrets, no future regrets. And it was a big, scary thing to go there, but it was something that I pursued because it had meaning for me and it was coming from my heart. It wasn't anything in my mind. In fact, my mind was arguing with it. No, it's okay. You'll be okay. You can live the rest of your life. Yeah, it won't be too bad. But no, I knew it was going to be a big regret. And I didn't want to get to be that old lady laying in bed thinking, what are the things that I wished I had done? And I don't want that for you. So that's why I thought and felt passionate about sharing this. And the other thing that I think also would have been a regret was for me not following my heart when it comes to my career. And yeah, it's been a big risk. I left a great paying job, health benefits, stock, all this stuff to figure out how to build something from scratch that I knew nothing about. But again, it was from my heart. It wasn't from my head. It was nothing that nobody was telling me you should do. In fact, many people would say, you're crazy. So it was coming from a place of desire, a place of, I need to find out because I don't want it to be a question mark hanging over my head in a cartoon. I don't want to be at the end of my life saying, oh, what if I had tried that entrepreneur thing? What if I had created this program that changed people's lives? You know, I'll never know. I'll never know. And I might get to heaven and say, and God says, hey, Lori, you know, you had that chance and you didn't live up to your agreement. Because I think when you live from a place of just pure fulfillment and joy and what you're doing, then that's what you're meant to do in a service kind of way. However that shows up for you. It could be one-on-one service. It could be like behind the scenes service, but what you're doing actually makes the world a better place. And then you've lived up to your agreement. And I didn't want to get to my end of my life and like say, oh my gosh, you fell down on the job. So that's really what to me, the lesson in regret is. I want everybody to look ahead and think, as it stands today, where am I? Am I happy? Am I doing what I love? Is my heart full? Is what I do matters? Does my life have meaning? And if you're not feeling that, then what is it if you're laying on your bed at the end of your life that you wished you would have done that you're not doing? Think about that. All right. So I'm done. And so have a great weekend. And I hope this gives you some food for thought and starts percolating some stuff and create some action so you don't have a regret. All right. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Not Your Average Lives podcast. If you haven't yet, make sure to subscribe on iTunes if you have an Apple device. You can find free resources and learn what else I have going on at the moment that might interest you on my website at notyouraveragegrandma.com. You can also find me on Instagram or Facebook at Not Your Average Grandma. If you liked this episode, it would make my heart so happy if you could leave me a 5-star rating. You can also add a review to let me know what you like about this podcast, which will help spread the word about it to others who need a little midlife inspiration. As always, be you, listen to your inner voice, and focus on reigniting that lost spark so you can start living your own, not your average, life.